Yeah. We had a shiur last night. We had four guys here.
Yeah.
They probably fell asleep then and haven't gotten up yet. Okay. Tananos. It's also interesting. Ish harabayis. There was a special memun on the ish losh asar, like ishika and goru. Ish harabayis hoye mechazer akol mishmer umishmer. You check it out to make sure the guys weren't sleeping on the job. Gavukis doilkos lefonov. He had torches. V'chom mishmer. Shena oimed ve'oimelo. Ish harabayis shalom alecha. He knows they're asleep. You know, as if he, when he passes by, they stand up and they say, oh, ish harabayis shalom alecha. So he knows they're up. But if they don't say, what? Who?
Ish harabayis.
I don't know.
But he was checking up on the Kohanim and the Levim.
It's not clear. Some say he was checking only on the Levim. That's a shayla. Because you look in the Mefarish, it said he has the Mafteches Harabayis. So that means he could only get to the Levim, because the Kohanim were in the Azora. Some Achloikis in that. Nikeshu Yoshin, in whose sleep, and Choyf the Bamak, given him with a stick. Vishus Hoysalo. And it allowed to burn his clothes. Everybody says, Ma koil ba zora, koil ben levi. Sounds like it's a levi. It's a little mushroom, it's a levi. Loike, getting hit, begot of nisrofim, she yoshon al mishmarta. Reblezim in Yankiv, oimer, pamachas, motzos achiimi. They found my uncle, my mother's brother, yoshon. The sorf was ksuso. She asked how they could burn it. Said, "Don't sit in the Rosh." The Rosh says, "There's no baltashkes here." The Rosh says, "There's no baltashkes here because." Well, wait 1 second here. Because of hefke bezden hefke, which is not an easy thing. Because chareinim ask, I mean, hefke bezden hefke gives us the right to take it away from him. But baltashkes and no hefke hefke. If I burn my own thing, I'm going from baltashkes. That shouldn't take off the baltashkes. But the Pharisee Yisrael says in Midas an interesting thing. It says anything that's a tachlis or odom that we know, and it's tachlis or odom is not baltashkes. Here it was a knas, so that's considered a tachlis or odom, so it's not baltashkes. So it's not poshut because who said you have to burn it, take it away from him, and why burn it? So not an easy point. Okay. Omer b'chia barabo, kimoti, ki avamoti rabbi yechanan b'homa snito, omar hochi, ashreyem l'rishoynim, shafil al oynes shino, oysendin, even on oynes shino, I mean, the guy fell asleep, he didn't take a sleeping pill, it was oynes, and still, the oysendin, meaning he's punished, his word's missing, is al oynes shino oysendin, shaloy al oynes shino alachas v'kamo v'kamo. So in Tisat Nisach, why would attack a punish if it's in a shin? The chush be in a sechmon a padre, the guy fell asleep. So the cheshek shloimi has a big shvur. It's like he says, a person will take a shvur to do something. Take a shvur to eat an apple today. And he'll fall asleep and the day will go by. Pasha said, oh, it's not going to be not like the shvur. Pasha said, oh, it's not. So what taka were they punished here? He says a very interesting thing. He says, when the mitzvah is to do something and you fall asleep, that's a oneness. When the mitzvah is not to fall asleep, then falling asleep is not called a oneness. It's not nazar. The mitzvah was stay up all night and don't fall asleep. Then that's what you're supposed to be doing, make sure you don't fall asleep. Then you can't tie oneness of much patch if you fall asleep. Then if a person will take a shvur, if a person takes a shvur, I'm going to go here today, and he falls asleep, it's a oneness. But if it takes a shvur, I won't fall asleep today. And he falls asleep. He says, I'm welcome that he can't get malchus, but maybe you'll have to bring a carbon. So that's not the question here.
Practical, how would they know?
What?
Practical, how would they know?
Who would know?
Showing them know.
What do you mean?
How do we know how they fell asleep?
Yeah, well, I assume it's an oinus. Nobody's going to sleep. I assume it's an oinus. What?
What do they do all that?
Nothing.
Stand.
They could sit. No, they could sit also. Sit till them. What's wrong? They didn't have to stay up. That was the point. Good. Tanya Rabbi Yom Ezu Derech Yishora Shiyom Lohodom Yeves HaTechoches Pashut it means the Mefarish the Rosh, he should love hearing Musa. He should love those who give him Musa. The Mashua seems to understand it means he should love to give Musa to people. Basically the same idea. She calls man she techochas bo'olam, calls man techochas are given and accepted. Nachas ruach bo'olam, toivu ubracha bon li'olam, viru amistalaikis min'olam. Shenema, v'lamochichim yinam, it will be pleasant, it will be nachas ruach. V'aleim tovo birchas toiv. So that's toivu ubracha. And as the Mefarsh points out, any time this toivu ubracha is raw, will be mistalaikis. If there's good in bracha, there will be no raw. What? Pleasantness. V'yeshayimrim, what's a good way to go? Yarzik b'emunah yaseirah. Be very careful in business. Don't cheat anybody. It's all more a good idea. Shenemar, einai v'nemonei eretz, lo sheves imodi. The nemonei eretz are yeshaves imodi. They sit together with HaKadosh Baruch. Omreb Shmuel bar Achmeni, Omreb Yonison, kol amochiach es chaveiro l'shem shomayim, meaning he's together with Hashem. He winds up in chitzosay. Shushenema mochiach odom acharei. Now the old point I got in on nach, so it doesn't say acharei, it says acharei. But the Gemara is reading it as mochiach odom acharei. He's with me. Hashem is saying, if he's mochiach people for the right reasons, he's with me. V'loyoy. Not only that. That's the end of that pasuk. The one who gives tochocha will find chayin more than the machlik loshin. The machlik loshin is the guy who chamfes the other guy. The one who gives him tochocha, again, l'shem shamayim, he'll wind up with more chayin than the guy who's, what do you call it, is chamfing him, is buttering him up, thinks he'll like him. It's not going to happen that way. The one who gives him musaf, he means l'shem shamayim, will wind up being more appreciated by that guy than the one who confesses him. Good. Motzu no, Mishav Ertz Litcham HaMizbeach. Stops on a funny start. The Mishnah said before, Mishav Ertz Litcham HaMizbeach, whoever wants to do Tumas HaMizbeach, Tumas HaMizbeach, Mashkin V'toivel, Atchelo Yov HaMamunim. Right? Then the Mishnah finishes up that they made a pious. The Gemara understood from the first part of the Mishnah, sounds like we're going without a pious here. Because he said, whoever wants to do it, let him get up and toivel. If there's going to be a pious, we'll have to toivel now. Let him wait for the pious. And if he's picked, he'll go tefillah. I think one of our shtanim will work without a pious here. Someone says, steer him in a bain of Mishnah. Hukuf kasha amrit. Mishu roitz alitcham asamiz beya mashkin v'toivel, actually yova mumuna. Sounds like we're working without a pious. What do you have to go to tefillah before a pious? I mean, there's 30 guys there. When a guy's picked, he'll go to tefillah. Alma lav b'payis tal yimil. So what did Tony then? Two lines later, Yovel v'yafayis. Alma b'payis tal yimil. Amar Abaye, we split the Mishnah. Last night we split the Mishnah between two mandomrim. He was splitting the Mishnah between two times. There was this payis we spoke about the other day. This payis came about because of a takona. At first they didn't have a payis because they didn't expect a big mob who would do Shuvah Satesh. You got to get up. Who knows what time in the morning over there? How many people are getting up at 3:30 in the morning for rushing to Shuvah Satesh? So they figured, who needs a payis? The way they would do it, well, they made a race up the ramp. But then was trouble. So and someone broke his leg. We'll see. Then they made a takona to do payis. So the first part of the mission is talking before the takona when there was no payis. The end of the mission, one line later, is talking after the takona. That's how he reads the mission. Om Rabbaye, loy kasha, kan koidem takona, kan lacha takona. That man, that's the mission in Yuma. Borishoina, kol misha roitza litchum as hamizbeach, toire. Because they explained there, also in the Shina, they didn't expect many people to be up that early. Bisman shein merubin, so if there was more than one, rotzin v'oilim bekevish, they made a race budget. They ran up the kevish. Kol hakoidem es chaveir betoich dal ramis, the finish line was Dalai Lama's from the top. Whoever crossed the finish line first, he got the Shuvah Satesh. Zocha. Hoyu Shnayim, it was a dead heat. Shoven. Then Hamamun Omelohem Hatzbiyu. Put out your fingers. That's how they would make a, what do you call it, a pious. Umahim Motziyin. Achas Oshtayim. One or two fingers this way. This way or this way. Vein Motziyin Goydel Bamigdosh. You couldn't put out your thumb because you could trick people because you could make it, you could spread them apart so it could look like two different people. That's if the number was about to end on the next guy, I would stick out my thumb and make the number end on me. You could trick the guy. Okay. And that's what they do. They have the race. If there were two, they've done a race pious for everybody. Maisa, shavim rotzen ve'oyin lebakevish dochach dochach echon mehem eschaveru ve'nishbara ragloi ukshero bezin shoybon de sakona eskinu shoytom esanzvei lepais. Now he went straight to a pais. So that's a bai he learns. The beginning of the you're right. The beginning of the mishnah is mashma. There was no pais. The end of the mishnah clearly says there is a pais. The beginning of the mishnah is talking koydem takonas pais. And the end of the mishnah is talking after the takonas pais. Rava says, that's how I would have read the Mishnah. Rava says, Oma idi vidil tachat takono. Of course, we're talking after the takono. When the Mishnah said, whoever wants it should get ready in Toivel, it meant whoever wants it of the group or in the pious, let them all get ready. Rava, Oma idi vidil lachat takon. Hochik toni, Mishu wrote a lova ula fayes, mashkim v'toivel atchaloyova hamamuna. Meaning, go, enochanami, go to the mikveh before the pious. I've said before, we said before that if there's a pious, what, you have to go to the mikvah before the pious? Wait till you're chosen in the pious, then go to the mikvah. So the Rosh said, no, now we're saying either they want you, get toivel, so you can go zoom right into it. As soon as they hit the pious, you go right do your job. Or, the Rosh says, that's like a Gemara somewhere, we're afraid the guy will get so excited after he wins the lottery that he's the Baal Trim, then he'll go run to do it, and he'll be so excited, he'll forget to go tefillah. So that's what we do, we make him go to tefillah before the pious, and then we make the pious. I'm saying the Gemara held the kasha that you would not. That's what he explains. That's the thought that the Gemara is really funny. Gemara held the kasha. There'd be no need to toivel before the pious. That is the kasha. Gemara. That's what's changing here. We'll start a strain. Rabbi Zicha right. Zicha how we all read the Mishnah. Okay. Not also mafteiach. As we said, the mafteiach is under that. They're going into that zohar. It's under that square in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't open the main doors. The main doors of that zohar can't be opened at Achi Yoyer Hayoyim. So now they went to this pishpesh. There's a little doorway there. Nosam Avteich Posach has a pishpesh. This was a little door. We had it before here. That's Rabbi Yehuda there. Where do we have it? Yeah. Om Rabbi Yehuda sold that zohar pishpesh kotno yelo. Shebo nechnosim levloi shah zohar. In that door, there was a little door. Now they went into that little door. Now what they're doing now is they're checking out. They're checking out to make sure all the kelim are in the proper places, so this guy can start the day's work with Shemus Hadesh. V'nichnas mibos hamoiked la'azor. They go in. Again, the beis hamoiked is based in the it's northeast. I mean, it's not east of the SSO, but it's the northeast, basically, of the Azorah. And you go, v'nichnas ha'koinim achrov. There are two torches. It's quite dark, don't forget. You're talking before Elohim Sashacha, and there's no street lights. Or Biyodom. What? The Nechlakul is Shtei Kitas. They broke into two groups. Basically, what they did was as follows. They're coming in over here. They're coming in the Beis HaMoikid right over here. One group is going this way. Myriv, going all around this way. One group is going this way and this way. For some reason, they meet over here. I don't know why. I'm figuring out why this group gets so much more done than this group. They're starting over here. One goes this way, one goes this way, and they meet over here. Not at all clear why these people cover so much more ground than these people, but that's what it says. Shtevuke shalor biyod v'nechlu shtekitis elu mahalchim ba'aksadra. There was a aksadra, like a porch coming out. They're walking under this. It's along the wall of the Azori. You've got this porch coming out. They're walking under that porch. Along the walls, under that porch, whatever your portico, whatever you call it. Derech Mizrach. That's one group. Heads Derech Mizrach. Ve'il Mahalchim Aksadra Derech Mayer. That way. Hoyuboidkin Vaholchim. They check that all the Kalim are where they should be. Ad Shemagim Lemokim Oisach Havitim. Now the Mokim Oisach Havitim is. It's a little bit off center over here. Is the Shar Nigron, the main door, somewhere over here. So again, this group, where it came in here, covering much more ground than this group. Whatever, that's where they meet. Higiu Elu ve'elu, Omru, Hasholem, Hakol Sholem. Everything okay? Everything's okay. Hemidu, they woke up, whatever, Oise Chavitim, Lasis Chavitim. And Gemara is going to ask, and this is not the first thing to be done. The Chavitim, no, say, means to start cooking the water. You need boiling water for the Chavitim Kohen Gadol. That's brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. You don't bring it now. You got to bring the stomach. There's things before that, but they want to get they need it. The dough has to go into boiling water over the chaluta. What? It what?
It came with it, Tommy.
So, chavita came after. Yeah, but it came after. A lot of things to do before that. Yeah, but it's what to do. That's not the first thing we have to do. They don't mean to bring the chavita now. I'm not even talking about the talmud yet. We used to get the water cooking. They want to get started. Okay, now he's going to go in. He's now going into that Zohar to do the Trumas HaMizbeach. V'heim Oimrim, they tell him, have a Zohar shlotiga b'keli at shetekadish yod chavraglucho, menakia, make sure that he's going in by himself. Now, so just tell him, make sure. Some say he could have forgotten. Some say maybe it could be it's a kohen the first time around, or maybe it's first time doing the job, whatever. Make sure you make kiddush yodayim v'raglayim before you touch any kli. Now they all point out there's nothing wrong with touching a kli without kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. They mean to say that before you do anything, but that's how they put it. Once he'll have the kli in his hand, like we said before, he'll brush it, then he'll get all sehitz to doing the avoid, and he'll do it. And they tell him the machta you're going to need to the machta is the thing you pick up the deshen with. Nesuna b'miktsoya ben akevish l'mizbeach b'marovash l'kevish. You got your pictures there. You have the mizbeach is here. The kevish comes down this way. It's right over here. It's in this corner. In the corner between the kevish and the mizbeach on the ma'ariv side. He goes in by himself. He doesn't take a light with him. No, they went now back to Beis HaMarkit. Everyone went back to Beis HaMarkit. He was in himself. And take a light. Because he's going himself. That's an interesting explanation. If anything should be the other way. But he says he didn't take a light because he was going by himself. So the Tesiyontiv explains he means even though he was going by himself. And you would think Haile should take a light. He's telling you even though he went by himself, he shouldn't take a light. He's working right by his bed. He's working with the light, the fire on top of his bed. He's working with that light. So even though he went himself, he doesn't take a light. The Rashash says the other way. The Rashash says because he went himself, how could he take a light? What are he going to do with the light? He's got to get the thing. He's got to put it down. He's got nowhere to put it down. Of course, technically, if he was wearing a torch, he'd be stuck. What are you going to do with it? He's got to put it down, get the machta. He's got to dig the stuff out. He's going to put it in his pocket. He didn't have a flashlight. You're talking about a thing that was burning. I mean, he had to put it down. He wouldn't be able to put it down, technically. Okay. Anyway, he had no light. What he needed to see, there was light, some light coming down off the marocha from the fire. Okay. Loi. You know, he said they couldn't see him. They were in the Beis HaMoik. He's on the other side of the Mizbeah. They couldn't see him at that point. They didn't hear anything. Ben Kotten and Yuma made as a Muchni. They had the key, had water, right? So every night, the water would become possible lean as it stayed over. So he made this contraption. It's just a wheel, a wooden wheel of a pulley. And they would lower down the water into the ground, into that there was a well water source down there. Once it connected that, they become possible lean. Then they'd crank it up in the morning. That made noise. Apparently it wasn't such as a smooth pulley system. It was a wooden zap with a crank, and they heard it. What? I think the waters have to touch. I think that's for sure. Probably. Or on top, they're probably on top of the key was probably open there. Something must have been open there. You have to go start new. And then we have to see the suit in the Zvokhin. What is so much? What?
They're starting new anyway because the water came down.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. The Hain Oimrim, when they hear that, he gia ace. Means when they heard that noise, oh, he got to the point. He got to the point of Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim Nakia. I'm still talking about the Trumas HaDeshen guy. He's still himself in there, Zorin. Notal Machtas HaKesef, that they had told him was sitting in that corner there, in between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach on the left. The oil of the Rosh HaMizbeach, he went up. Pino es agacholim elach vo elach. He moves away the big stuff to get out of the way. Choites hamukolas apnimis, the inner ones that are very burnt. Okay, now let's just take a look at the Mefarish, because the Mefarish is here answering a question of Shloimeister, right? Shloimeister? It's your first name, Shloimeister. What? He asked me a while ago. Take a look at the Mefarish there. Pinas a gecholim elach ve'el v'chitim and amakolas apnimius. Me oison gecholim shenis aklu v'nasu gecholim dakim tahavu deshen. Dasha toichol o'esh ksiv. What did he actually take off? He actually took off little gecholim. Let's first of all know this. There's a teres koyanim. You don't take gecholim that came from, there's two types of gecholim on the mizbeah. There's gecholim that came from the wood that was on the mizbeah. There's gecholim that came from the burning meat. You only take those. How you differentiate is a problem. I don't know. It's something to talk about. How you're supposed to differentiate a pile of dust like that. What's more, I don't know. Technical end, I don't know. But, so you're taking Gecholim. So he asked me when we're learning Me'ilah, how can we always call Tumas Hadeshin? It's really not Deshin. Shumas Gecholim. You really are taking Gecholim. It's the truth. It's a Mishnah. And Tamid Musafim brings from the Ritva this Kasha. And Ritva has no answer. The Ritva says you have to take from Gecholim of Eivorim, Asher Toch Aloesh Eso Oilo, not from Gecholim of wood. They will bring it to Teres Koyanim, really. So Gecholim Nasu me every oil hoy choytu. Yesh is a raya gedol. Lo yodati loma lo huska b'shum mokum shumas Gecholim, not shumas Adeshen. That's right, that's the Ritva. How come it's not called shumas Gecholim? Because you are taking Gecholim. So the Kesemisha brings from the Reben Venisti, Nilan Yes Daiti, Kibeis Chumas Adeshen, Hoyusham Ktsas every oilashen isaklu, Uktsas shalon isaklu. There were pieces of meat that were not so burned, and there was that was very much more burned. He had to take those. That's what we call a Chumas Adeshen, because we wanted, we're taking Gecholim, but we're taking the Gecholim that are very close to becoming Deshen. There's two types of Gecholim over there. Behem Gecholim Boyeros Korov Liyos Deshen. From these, says the Lechem Mishnah, that's what the Mefarish is telling us right here. The Mefarish is telling us, don't take even in the Gecholim of the meat. There's two cuts. No pun intended, but you know what I mean. It's the prime cut, and this one. One of them is still big Gecholim. It's not so well burned. And one of them is more burned, which is Nasu Gecholim Dakim Dahavu Deshen. That's what we call it Shmos Hadesh. That's your Toich Elohesh.
Gecholim is used also by the Keteris of Kippur.
No.
No. They
Yeah, they didn't take
them.
They say it's a mistake. We'll come to it soon. It's not Pnimius.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, you need bigger ones there. It's a mistake. Yeah, they all say it's a mistake.
Blowing cold.
Yeah, they all say it's a mistake, Pnimius, there. We'll say, we'll come to it. They say that word shouldn't really be there. We're going to come to it very soon. Okay, so now he's got the Gechol. Yorat. Okay, let's get the picture. Anybody got a picture? You got, which angle would you like? Back view, front view, side view? You have the Mizbeach side view. You have the Mizbeach. And then you have the Kevish coming down, right? Mizbeach is wide 32. The Kevish is wide 16, dead centered. So you have 8 on each side. He walks down the Kev. He's walking down on the Mizrazite. They always went up and down on the Mizrazite, the Kevs. Now, when he comes down from the Kevs, what he does is, he makes an about face. And he turns and starts walking right back towards the Mizbeah, walking due north. He's walking now along the Kevs towards the Mizbeah. You got the picture there? Now, he's got, for some reason, he's got 30 Amos to walk. It's off an Asik, but... Assuming there's a Yesod, that you have 30 Amos to walk. He walks 10 Amos, so he's now 20 from the wall of the Mizbeach. He's 3 Tvachim off of the Kevish this way. That's the Markum of Chumas Hadesh. That's where he's headed for. How we get to that, we'll see in a minute. Yorad Higil Ritzvah, Hofach Ponach Letzofen. He's now going due north. He's like walking right back where he came down. While he's walking down, he was walking due south. Makes an about face, now walking due north. He's not walking up, he's walking next to that ramp. Hoylech b'mizrocho shel keves, keser amos. Sober as a gecholim, he piles them up there. Al gabi horitz, but rochok men akevesh shloishot tvochim. So he's 10 off, 20 off the wall of the mizbeach, 3 tvochim off the wall of the kevesh. Now, what's going on over here? Lamaisi, you need eitzel hamizbeach. Now, where do you have your eitzel hamizbeach? So they all say because kevesh has a din mizbeach, so you're just very little off of there. Why in the world you should be 20 off of there? So that's another din. It says v'hishlich. This place, not only Shum Sadeshin, this is where the Mura and the Noitza of the Oilatza Oiv goes also. Now that he made on the corner, the Mizrachi Tzvonis corner in his Be'er, says v'hishlich, throw it. And Chazal knew that there's no throwing less than 20. So that means you have 20 from there. If you'd be closer than that, then him, when he threw it from the top, the Mura of the Noitza, the crop, whatever it is over there, he'd be throwing less than 20 Amos. They somehow knew. Now you understand that some soybean, there's a lot of arithmetic here because it's not Esrim Amos. It's a diagonal. It's from where he's putting it down, it's 20 Amos to the Mizbeach. Half an arm over here. He's standing over here. That's more than 20 arms. This line is 20 arms. It's the hypotenuse of a right triangle, which has a leg of 20 arms and a base of 7.5 arms. Because from here to the kevish is 8, and he's 3 tvochim over there. It's this line is not 20. It's the hypotenuse of a right triangle, base 20, and thing 7.5. Which I didn't have my pocket calculator, but I'll rely on the sub safer says it comes out to 21 amos and a quarter, approximately. But the Chazal call not less than 20. Now, the question is like this. You need Eitzel HaMizbeach. Good, so you have to have your 20. How are you Mekayim your Eitzel HaMizbeach? Because you're up against the wall of the Kevesh. But you're not. You pulled 3 Tvachim to the right. So go right up to it. You want Eitzel HaMizbeach. Why do you have to move in 3 Tvachim? What? Listen, any good basketball player could hit it. Come on. We'll send them to the Knicks for a couple of months and a lot of problem. Come on. Are you from New York? Don't insult us. The Teferis Yisrael says, you need 3 Tvachim shal yashchir es kaisel akevish. You're going to have things burning. You're talking about fire, burning ash coming down here every day. You're going to blacken the wall. So they gave 3 Tvachim, figure about 5.5 inches to keep off the black. But the Ravid says it's halacha mishina. It's not. There was a Kabbalah on that. They knew it. It was a halacha mishina. It should be 3 tefachim. But that's where it was. It's 3 tefachim off the kevesh and 20 amos off the thingamajig. If you have any interest in geometry, there's a geometric problem here because they're figuring 32 amos this way when really it's 32 amos this way. The numbers are off. I'm sorry, but because they're very busy, he had to work this all out. The 32 amos is not this. 32 amos is this, which is the hypotenuse, which makes this more than 32, which makes this more than 30, which makes it more than 20 and 10. There's a arithmetic geometric problem here. So it's welcome some gimel there because as ever, I'm not clear what he's saying. I'm not clear how he's getting out of it. He just says here, I'm sorry, that's impossible because you're telling me that this is 32 and this is 32. There's that yefter. Can't have the base of a right triangle the same size as the partners. That's impossible. Okay, whatever. Next, 7 years hence, we'll discuss it further. I'll bring my computer. What? What? Okay. I don't know if we'll understand it any better. We'll see. I don't know if we can ever go in there. You sure can get that close. We'll see it. We'll get it. We'll Google it. We'll not Google. It's just in Stuba. It's a good shayla. The yovel shalom. No one's allowed to go in with the king god. Lafim gilu yovel eishum kumodom in there. What's his name? Is this and watching the Google? The station that an order went in with him. And we can see everything. Okay, listen then. Teach be yitaritz. Let him worry about it. Okay. All that stuff was piled up there. Now we have a problem. They were walking under the Aksadja, right? What was the Aksadja? Kipshuto, what you had over there. You had the wall of the Azorah. Then you had here. This is a very simple construction. You had wooden poles, and on top of it, like a plank. That's all it was. So the more you can't do that. Me how aksadjus bazora. Votanya Abeleza ben Yaakov Omer. Me nayin sheinoisin aksadjus bazora. He can't build wooden structures in the Azora. Talmud loyma lo sita locho asheira kol eitz eitzel mizbach Hashem alakecho. Darshin and Chazal. They cut the pasuk in half. Hachikom lo sita locho asheira anywhere. And lo sita locho kol eitz eitzel mizbach Hashem alakecho. You can't make a wooden thing in the Azora. It wasn't made out of wood. Those posts were not wood. They were stone posts. This Isser is only wood. They're called eight. They were stone posts. The Rosh says they were stone posts and stones at the cross. He seems to learn not. They were stone posts and wood across. And the problem is, how are you answering it? So you still have wood over there. So many say that the Easter is only if it's kavua, nailed in. These posts would have to be solid, they're going to fall. You had stone posts, and the porter, you laid planks, but they weren't drilled in or nailed in, so that's not a problem. The Goyen says in Midas, Amerit the Gazach, the only Easter is if it's standing, because then it's dumi de los sita kolates. But wood going this way, because we're going to learn later, there were big beams, wooden beams in the Azora that were holding up a lot of things. Everybody's busy, but you just told me you can't do that. So there are many different answers. Some say those weren't screwed in. The Goyen says it's all horizontal. I'm sorry, vertical. It's a vertical problem. There's no horizontal problems. Okay. And they woke up the Baal Chavitim. Frank, remember the Chavitim? Chavitim's the first on the list? What does it mean, the Chavitim now? I got things to do yet. We all know that. The first thing that goes on in Israel is the Tom Shel Shachar. Doesn't mean to get the chavitin going. Get up the pots of water cooking because we're going to need hot water to make it. That's all. We got to get them started. Okay, they see him coming down. Now they got to start getting it. The whole system has to get started. Hey, Rotsim, Uboim, they're running. Everybody's very, you know, beslivus here. Miaru, they hurried the Kitriya, they raglayim and Akiya. Now, what happens? What happens after Trumas HaDeshen? We spoke in Mila. Hitzras HaDeshen. What would they do? First of all, they would pile up all of it into a big mound in the middle called the Tapuach. That's the first thing they would do. And then we had the thing called Hitzras HaDeshen. We'd go out. Again, we learned then, if you remember, the Rambam says he did it every day. Most people say not that way. Rashi Chumash says that wasn't done every day. It was done when it was necessary. The Rambam has it every day. Min HaKiyah, Notlos HaMagreifos, big shovels at Sinoira's forks. Stuff that hasn't yet been consumed by the fire. Solkim or soinkim, it's the same words. It means they push it to the side. Push to the side in the mizbeach. Remain stored in the mazrim. There's no room. Now this is not clear. The way it's written in our Mishnah is besoyve v'alakevish. Now that can't be. Soyvev is the soyvev. Kevish is the kevish. The way they learned the Rambam, the Rav, it means on the kevish. Opposite the soyvev. The kevish going up, the soyvev is a little above half the mizbeach. On the kevish at the level of the soyvev. Others learn it's besoyvev or ala kevish. Two things. Either put it on the soyvev, on the kevish. Then what's the problem here? The problem is as follows. The problem is this stuff hasn't fully burned. So we're going to have to put it back on a fire. But we can't put it back on a fire until after Tamid Shal Shachar. Correct? So what do we do in the meantime? If we're going to take it off the Mizbeach, it becomes possible lina. If it's off the Mizbeach, when the Rosh Hashanah hits, it's possible lina, we lost it. But, ain lina b'Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. If we keep it on the Mizbeach, then lina doesn't affect it. So we have to keep it on the Mizbeach. Now, Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach means the top half of the Mizbeach. So as long as you keep it above the midline, so that's either the Soivev, or the kevesh at the line. They have a din mizbeach. Kevesh has a din mizbeach. But we want it above that line, because then it's still called the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and lina doesn't pass. Tosis says also in Yuma, taking something off the mizbeach is osir. Stamas, they can't stop take things off. So it calls mine, you keep it above the half line, that's not called you took it off the mizbeach. If you put it lower than the half line, that's called you took it off the mizbeach. But the ikip shot is we don't want a possible lina. We need a berosh shel mizbeach, which has to be above the half line. So either you put it on the side of the mizbeach on top, there's no room, you put it on the soyvev, which is an amo above the midline, or on the kevesh at the level of the soyvev. Hechelu malin be'efer, and they began to pile the efer al gavat tapuach. Tapuach hoyev emtza mizbeach. That's the pile of the ashes. He said he picks them as bags, like they made a round ball out of it, of the ashes. Pe'amim, that sometimes there was so much ash there, shehoyu olav kishloish meyos kor, which is a tremendous amount. I mean, I have no idea in English what they call that, but it's a tremendous amount of ashes. Akedekat, that the Gemara is going to say it's impossible. It's a guzma. So they never had that much. Uberigolim yontif lohoyu medashne noisoi v'mnei shehu noi lamizbeach fakert. Then it's a noi lamizbeach on yontif to show everybody how many korbanos were brought, so they didn't take it off. They let it pile high. Umiyomov lonesatz lakoyim ilohoitzias adeshen. See, if you have two pshotim, good, cute pshotim. The Mefarish learns, even though it's a noi for the mizbeach to have this big pile, still, when the time came, nobody was lazy to do it. And it's with noi, when the time came, it had to be cleaned out, it was cleaned out. The Rav learns exactly the opposite. The Mishnah is telling you, on Yontif it was piled sky high because it was a noi. Don't think it was piled sky high because they were lazy to clean it out, because they weren't. The reason it was piled high, because they wanted the noi on Yontif. To have your question, the Rambam, holds they took it out every day. Sounds like you have to take it out every day. So how could they not take it out on Regolim? The way Rashi, most people learned, it wasn't chiyuv to make a tzoras hadesh. You did it whenever it was necessary. So they didn't do it on Regolim because they wanted the place to move on. The Rambam, you read the Rambam, it sounds like that was a mitzvah, just like tzoras hadesh, a mitzvah every day. But tzoras hadesh, a mitzvah every day. So how could they not do it on Regolim? And how b'chol did it pile up that much? Had it ever happened like that? Problems here.